CliffCentral.com. Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindekew, the good things guy. Right next to me, I've got...
Morning!
She doesn't know her name, apparently going to call her Morning. It's Kerry, the good news girl. She's standing in for Kerry, the good news girl.
Hey.
No, welcome back.
Hey, hello. Welcome back.
It's yeah,
so
man.
Weird not having you here.
Last week we were doing a really weird show. I was in New York, and you were here.
Yes.
And it was weird. It was weird being in a hotel room while you were in studio.
It was very strange because, I mean, I had people and obviously I had our little elves in studio and I had the Huddle Up girls and then we're having a conversation with you and you're not even here.
Yeah, but let's be real. Hey, I was in New York. What a city, man.
Tell us.
I first want to say, today on the show, we're going to be catching up with, let's go with this, my New York journey, the adventure. We're going to touch on my kitchen rules, if you guys have got any questions or whatever about Hasta la Pasta, which happened in the past week.
Hasta la Pasta.
Hasta la Pasta, yo. Also, we're going to bring you the top 5 good news stories. It's something we do every week. Plus, Kerry and myself are going to be chatting to the real pig spotter.
Can't wait.
Will the real pig spotter please stand up? We know him. He's got over 500,000 followers on social media. He's a big name here in South Africa with regards to traffic and all those things that he does. And we're going to be talking about good things, I hope. I mean, like, what has he been up to? How's his brand changed? Is he still hiding from the police? no one knows what he looks like, really.
No. So that's why I'm excited. I want to see him.
We're going to unmask Pig Spotter today on the show. Get ready. Yo, I'm very excited. There's a guy staring through the window. I know him.
Hey,
he's like, of course you know me. I'm a presenter here at Cliff Central. What's wrong with you, Brie?
What a banana.
If you guys want to get involved with the show, you can give us a call on 061-555-189. Tweet myself, Brent Lindekew. I was going to say my name is Cliff Central, which it's not. Tweet myself, Brent Lindekew, or CliffCentral.com, or Kerry, they can WhatsApp us, and what is the number?
079-748-2090.
It's that easy. Not just those numbers. You need the rest as well. I was in New York last week. I got to go, as you guys know, I'm a travel writer as well. So I get to travel around the world and write about great experiences in different countries. Mm. And they sent me to New York, which was flipping rad. What a city.
It looked incredible.
What a city.
And beautiful.
I spent the week that I was there running around looking for Taylor Swift, really.
Oh, yeah?
Did you
find her?
I found her album. She was releasing her album.
Okay.
Okay. So, I was standing next to her.
So, you were close.
I was standing next to her, but there was a curtain between us.
Wow, that's intimate, eh?
That's my claim to fame.
Okay. I know they do that in some cultures.
No, man. I did a tour of the NBC, which was unreal. Unreal. I'm going to be putting my article together. Most probably it'll be released at the end of today. But when you go to New York, you have to do a tour of the NBC. NBC is where radio started, basically. It's where radio started.
And you got a little bit of a taste of that.
Taste of it. And then they moved from radio into TV, and they've now moved into a digital space. They're like... Mm-hmm. Ever evolving, which is an incredible thing to do.
Like us.
But there, the building is in the middle. It's right next to Times Square, like 2 blocks down. It's called the 30 Rockefeller Center. Mm. And you get to go, like, to experience all the studios. So you get to see the newsrooms. Their movies, like, their series, like This Is Us, Days yes. of Our Lives, all of that stuff is filmed somewhere else in different sets. But the actual newsroom is inside that building. So you get to go into a real newsroom, which was incredible to see. The technology, the way that things worked.
That's amazing.
The backstage sort of side was incredible. We then got to go onto a couple of other sets. We got to be on just on the set. He wasn't there, but the late night with Jimmy Fallon. It was really cool to see his studio. It was really something to look at. We also got to see a couple of American, and I don't know them that well, but the sort of morning shows that they have over there. And then we got to see the background of how they make things happen, like how many production booths and all of those things they have. Which was just incredible. It was just incredible.
So your trip was an education.
Yeah, it was like an educational sort of thing. We then got to watch The Late Show with Seth Meyers. I got to meet him.
How did you do that? How did you get to meet him?
Because
okay, so you go in and you watch, and then what?
I'm a very lucky guy. Like,
yes, you are.
I'm just a lucky guy. We got to see the show, but they put us in the front row seats. So you can't see this because we're in studio. But if you stretch out your arm like that, and you can imagine touching someone else, just like
he
that.
He is touching me right now.
Seth Meyers. Don't touch me in my studio. Seth Meyers was that close. That close.
Wow, that's amazing.
And before the show starts, any show that you go to, because I also got to go to Trevor Noah, which was pretty amazing.
Oh, yay.
But before the show starts, they say to you, like, because these shows are only like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and they've got these live studio audiences in it, they want to make the show more interesting. So they can't just call you there to be for 30 minutes and then you disappear. So before they do the show, both Seth Meyers and Trevor Noah do like a 25-minute Q&A, chat with the audience.
With the audience.
And plus before that, they have like a warm-up to get you warmed up. So it's like 30 minutes of warm-up with a comedian.
Well, that kind of makes sense,
so it's
actually.
So it's like an hour and a half actual show.
Yes.
But it gets you. It's only 30 minutes, really.
Yeah, compressed.
So like Seth Meyers came out and he's like, Is anybody from out of town? Is anybody out of town?
Pick me.
And I put my hand up and he's like, yeah, you. And I was like, I'm from South Africa. And he was like, I love South Africa. South Africa's amazing. Where are you from? Johannesburg, Durban, Cape Town. And I was like, you know places.
Wow.
How cool. So yeah. And then he was asking us sort of what we're doing there. Where am I from? I told him about Cliff Central
that
and Good Things Guy. Funny. And I was just like, it's so down to earth. You forget that humans are humans.
And he was actually just like interested.
Yes, man. It was so cool. So yeah, NBC, go and do it. I'm going to put the blog up later so that you guys can sort of know what to do in New York. The other thing is Trevor Noah.
Tell me.
So I tweeted before I left and I was like, really want to see Trevor Noah? Would be incredible. And I feel like a stupid South African now.
Why?
Because tickets are free. And you just have to go online and book them.
Really?
That's really not difficult.
Oh.
So I mean, I was very blessed. A PR company.
But I'm sure it's not as easy.
Maybe not. Deborah Batsoffen, who is in, she's very well known in the industry here in South Africa. Mm. She organized me tickets from here because she's best friends with Trevor Noah.
That's amazing.
As you are.
Yeah,
just
definitely.
He's my bad. So she organized me VIP tickets. If you go online to book to go see Trevor Noah, you have to stand in them like a maybe queue.
A maybe queue.
So a maybe queue.
Okay.
Oh, we need to get back to Taylor Swift about the NBC thing.
Oh, yes.
So you stand in a maybe queue and then they let you in maybe. Because they only have X amount
of
seats.
It's kind of like the tennis.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, but I had the VIP thing, so I got to go in again. I was sitting in the front seat. So I got to speak to old Trev.
Trev, I know you.
Hey,
I know you and you know me.
Trev.
Kind of.
But I couldn't take any photos because you're not allowed any photos or any video inside those studios.
Yes.
It's like illegal.
Yeah.
They'll wrap you over the knuckles. Mm-hmm. They said, we will confiscate your phone forever.
No, you can't have that.
Yeah. So I was like, I'll never be able to tweet again. That doesn't make sense.
So I didn't
take any photos. Just quick, Taylor Swift.
Yes.
So the one studio for Seth Meyers is right next to SNL, and she was rehearsing for SNL, Saturday Night Live, and she started rehearsals. I went on the Thursday.
Yeah.
The Thursday. So SNL, you can buy tickets to go to SNL.
Yes.
But then they've got a section, which is a maybe section.
A maybe section.
So you order tickets online.
Yes.
And then you go wait in the queue.
Okay.
So this is a very, very long story, so get ready. But
I'm ready.
On Friday morning in New York, something called an Arctic wind came in, an Arctic storm, Arctic wind.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
It felt like the day after tomorrow. Like
you said, the way it dropped the temperature.
Every hour, the temperature went down, and I started my morning on Brooklyn Bridge at 5 degrees. So, and that was at like 5 o'clock in the morning. So about 10 o'clock in the morning, it was zero. And it just kept on going down and down and down and down and getting colder and colder. It's the coldest New York has been since 1958.
I think I would have, I don't know what I would have done. I'm sorry.
On Saturday morning, when I went for a jog around Central Park, the water had started freezing.
And you're jogging.
Summer bodies are made in summer.
It's winter there. Yeah. It's okay.
I was making it in winter.
Yes.
No, the water was freezing. The lakes and the water on the side, everything was freezing. And they're not even in the heart of winter yet.
Oh, my word.
#global warning. Now we're going to take a step back.
Yes.
Because this queue for Taylor Swift, the maybe tickets, is outside. You got to stand outside.
Oh.
And normally on Saturday Night Live, on a Saturday, people arrive like on Saturday morning, mid-morning, and they start queuing.
Mm.
And then they get into the show on Saturday night. For Taylor Swift.
Was probably there on Thursday.
They were there on Thursday.
You're kidding me. In that cold.
And they stayed from Thursday to Saturday evening. And I think out of the thousands of people that were parking along the sides of NBC, they only let in like 30.
Oh, no, thank you.
How mad?
No. I'm sorry.
Dedication. Nope. Dedication. A friend of mine, I met her in, she's actually a client.
A client that has become a friend.
She wasn't a friend before. No, Kirsty Bissett, she owns a really cool social media company. Mm. I've worked with her on CEO Sleepout.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago. And we've just kept in contact ever since. And she happened to be in New York at the same time as me.
Oh, that's cool.
So we met for breakfast in Chelsea, and it was lovely. We got to walk the High Line, and it was really special. And then the one night we went to a bar. Stayed there until 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's so unusual for you.
Having a big fat jaw. And the whole time, her and I were running around New York looking for Taylor Swift. We were like, we're in New York. You could bump into her. She could be anywhere.
Taylor, where are you?
Swifty.
Come.
Swifty, my bestie.
Come out.
Where are you?
Yeah.
Where are you? And I flew back on, I flew back over the weekend.
Yes.
And landed in South Africa on Monday morning. And
and here you are.
I turned on my telephone.
Your telephone.
My cellular telephone on the aeroplane as I landed.
Yes.
And I had a message from Kirsty. I had a message from her.
Okay.
So she'd stayed there a couple of days longer, and she was just having a like a jaw in New York, walking around. You know, because that's what you do. You go and have a big fat jaw. And she sent me this message as I landed. And I'm going to show Kerry when I find it. And you can tell everybody what you see. You can tell. She said, as I land, hey?
Okay.
Now, we've spent a couple of days looking for Taylor.
Yes, yes.
She sends me this.
Oh, no way.
That's New York City.
And there they are.
She bumped into Taylor Swift in the middle of New York.
Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Like, how amazing is that? That's New York City for
friends,
you.
I found our bestie.
That's what you could do. That's how crazy that city is.
Oh, that's really crazy. Awesome.
So, yeah, article will be up later. New York City, you got to go. Like, you got to go at least once in your life. You got to. It's a bucket list dream. It's really cool. And I'll help you see the other side of New York. So, not just the touristy spots, but the really cool places.
Because you were asking people.
Yeah. I went to a little restaurant that's Christmas 2024. Hours a day, 365 days a year. It's a Christmas restaurant.
A Christmas restaurant.
So you can go in like
decorated and everything.
I'm gonna show you the photos. You can go in like March and it's just Christmas.
Just Christmas.
Okay, enough about New York. I'm gonna put all those pictures up. I'm gonna put the article up later so you guys can sort of catch up on that. Something else that's sort of going on right now. My Kitchen Rules. What is that?
Tell us.
My Kitchen Rules, yo. So if you haven't...
the scandal.
If you haven't watched the show, if you missed the show, then spoiler alert, because it's about to come. Brent Lindegue is in the top five.
What?
It's weird speaking about myself in third person.
Brent Lindegue is in the top five.
Yeah, man. So it's really weird to watch. I got to explain to you guys. We filmed this and we don't really know what's going to come out on TV because there's like 100 cameras around you and you're quite focused on cooking, right? I must admit, I've never cooked pasta before. So
really?
No. So when Andrew and myself entered My Kitchen Rules, we made a list of all the things, like the basics that you need to know.
Mm.
I know how to cook. I know how to bake really well. I love baking, meticulous cooking. Oh, to follow a recipe, to have the ingredients, to know what needs to go in there is just something I'm good at.
So nothing like nonsense pasta.
Nonsense pasta wouldn't work for me. Nobody got time for that. So we made a list when we entered My Kitchen Rules, when we started the process all those months ago. We made a list of what we felt were basics that you need to know.
Yes.
You know,
boil an egg, make pasta.
Yeah, like those things. And we had like a list and whatever. And Andrew and I tried the pasta thing once, and it was a disaster. It wasn't great the first time we tried it. It's not a natural pasta making is an art. It's an art.
No, I know.
From scratch.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried it before, And then when we were in the crux of the competition, I would wake up in cold sweat at 2 o'clock in the morning before the pasta challenge, not knowing that pasta's coming. But I'd be like, there's still 99 things on my list that I haven't perfected yet. Like, I'm a competitor. I need to win. So I'd wake up at like 2 o'clock in the morning and want to go downstairs and make a mousse bouche. Like, it's mad.
Okay, I'm having hyperventilating. I've got to go and cook.
So, the week before we left for New York and we were filming the pasta challenge and all of those good things, we got the pasta challenge and my heart, I had so much anxiety.
I don't know how you've been sleeping, actually.
We were standing on that stage and Chef Higgs and Jay something were like, you're making pasta. And I was like, oh my God.
Why do you do this to me?
Oh no. And then we got told, we didn't get told, we got shown, this is what you will make. You need to make tortellini.
Oh no, so you didn't even have a choice.
Have you ever made tortellini?
No.
Do you even know what tortellini is?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Praise tortellini. So we had to, I knew what it had to look like. So we made the pasta and the dough. I believe this is really what I believe about cooking. It's in you. Like,
yes,
you can either do it or not. You can put two people next to each other and tell them to make a cup of coffee and give them exactly the same ingredients and even a list of how to do it. Check one, sugar. Check two, coffee. Check three, hot water. And those two cups of coffee will taste completely different.
Yes,
like, the one will be really yummy and the one will be gross. Because it's in you.
It's true.
So all I did when I was there, busy kneading the pasta and making the pasta, all I focused on was putting my heart and soul and passion into what I was making.
Mm.
Do the best that you can do.
Always.
And then when it came time to fold that tortellini, I was like, love and passion is not going to help anybody here.
If we're going to fail, we're going to fail.
So I thought about what it looks like, the end result, and I just worked. And I must tell you, like, the first three or four were not great.
They were a bit of a flop.
They weren't great. They didn't look great. They didn't look but then you just... Little bit of
then
love.
It just flows.
A little bit of love.
Yes, love.
A little bit of this.
Tenderness.
A little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it all came to be. And if you haven't watched the show, spoiler alert, Andrew and I came out on top. One of the top teams for the pasta challenge.
And that's amazing. You see.
I just, and I can tell you for free and for nothing, making your own pizza, making your own pasta is life changing. Homemade pasta.
So are you going to be making pasta?
I only make pasta now, from now on.
You're only making
Can I tell you, how long does it take you to boil spaghetti?
On average, it's about 12 minutes or
so. Okay, so I can make from the dough, from making the dough, to rolling it through the machine and cooking it, I can do in about 8 minutes.
And it's
8 minutes.
It's healthier and it tastes better.
Do you know how long it takes to cook? So you said 12 minutes for spaghetti.
Yeah.
To cook fresh pasta, a fresh piece of pasta, whatever it is, whether spaghetti, linguine, tagliatelle, tortellini, 90 seconds. 90 seconds to perfect al dente.
So
everything else is prep. So you've got to make it. You've got to roll it.
Start
you gotta,
to finish.
Like 8 minutes. Let's say 10 minutes to be safe.
So,
but then if you want your filling, so filling also takes some time. But the actual pasta side, you can do in like 8 to 10 minutes properly.
So people have no idea, actually.
I'm telling you now, if you've never made homemade pasta, do it.
And
try
can't
it.
You
it's easy.
It? Can't you,
can,
you freeze it?
You would, but I wouldn't. Like, I would make it from scratch. If you're coming for dinner on Saturday, I'm going to make it from scratch. I'm going to cook that batch. We're going to eat it. I'm not going to leave pasta around. I'm not going to let it hang around.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys need a bit of assistance, if you're in Joburg, I'm available over the next week. I'll come and make pasta with you. I don't mind. We can make pasta together.
I love that.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to go try and make pasta.
That's all I'm saying. So do it. Don't be scared of it.
Yeah.
The problem with cooking is that we're all scared. Cooking is not difficult.
Yeah, but
heart,
it's time,
soul, passion.
People are time-consuming and people are just...
Time-consuming.
No.
While you're listening to this podcast tonight, if you're listening to it later... Put it in your ears, in your earphone, and sit and make food. There you've got 60 minutes to put it together. It's pretty simple.
Sure.
Instead of sitting in front of the TV
look
and watching the Kardashians,
hey? Look at
cook
you.
Your food, yo. All right, enough about that, all that stuff. You can find the recipe on Good Things Guy. I've actually put the recipe of the week, our mushroom, gorgonzola, and ricotta tortellini with a... burnt butter and sage sauce. It's on Good Things Guy right now. You can download it. there's also the recipes from all the other episodes. Cheesecake, just letting everybody know.
Cheesecake.
And the cheesecake recipes up there. Mm-hmm. But every week, I don't know if it's going to work because I never know if I'm using the right chords. We'll see. Oh, winner.
That's you.
Winner.
First time.
All right. Every week we bring you the top five good news stories because that's what matters. That's what we should be talking about. That's the stuff we should be talking about at the water coolers and at the dinner tables. And Kerry's put a list together of the top five. Mm-hmm. We're going to start at five. Kerry, you have 4 minutes to do this because we need to get pig spots in.
Let's go.
1, 2, 3, 4, go.
Petrol attendants perform for people in an awesome flash mob.
This is like a, I'm not being funny, this happens often.
I know, and I'm loving it.
Like, you're just sitting at your car.
Yes.
And you're getting, like, your, because in South Africa, we don't get out of our cars to put petrol in. Mm-hmm. Let me just tell you, in America, you do.
Yes.
Get out of your car, you help yourself. Yeah. In South Africa, you're sitting there, someone's putting your petrol in, someone's washing your windows, and the next minute, boom, flash mob.
Uh-huh, and I think it's amazing, and that's exactly what happened. So this is a video showing petrol attendants perform a flash mob and everything that is right in South Africa. So go have a look at that.
It will make you feel special. It'll make you feel good in your heart and happy. We're going to put that story up online. It'll be up on my Twitter, Cliff Central, as well. What do we have, whatever number that is?
It's number four. Over 3 billion rand in outstanding e-tolls have just been scrapped. That makes me happy.
Did you pay your e-tolls? Do you have an e-tag?
I did have an e-tag, but it was compulsory where I was working a corporate.
Yeah.
And then when I left, I took the e-tag off. I had to give it back. And then I couldn't renew my licenses or anything because I had outstanding e-toll accounts. So now I'm happy because now I can renew my license.
Okay. I didn't know that they can withhold your license.
Yes.
They can withhold your license?
Yes.
Because you're not, that's not, that can't be rule.
I'm telling you.
I need to get Wayne Divenacher on the phone from Outer. I think we need to phone him and just find, I don't think that's right. They can't do that.
Well, I've been driving around with an expired disc because they wouldn't because I have.
Kerry, if the police are listening right now, they're going to be like, no e-tolls, no license disc, traffic fines. Where's Cliff Central's address?
Here I am.
Don't give the address out. Cliff Central's actually moved offices. We're no longer anywhere where we were before. I'm sorry about that.
We're now in Rustenburg.
We're cook.
Come find us.
So it's exciting. They've scrapped all those e-tolls that you weren't going to pay anyway. So now you can get your licenses and go forth and be free. Wayne Divenacher, I'm going to contact him like while we're in the break just to find out.
Thank you.
Just to find out. That's number four. What do we have at number three?
South Africa's Uber for safety and crime fighting has just gone national. Get all the info about the app here.
Okay, so I just got to say the headline is a bit misleading and that's my fault.
Okay, so tell us. Explain.
It's not... It has nothing to do with Uber.
No.
Someone actually sent me a tweet and they were like, oh, well done, Uber.
No, can I explain that to you as well? So when you have an app that is the same concept, everybody always uses Uber as a reference because of,
they've done so well.
Exactly. So it's a reference point. It is not it's got nothing to do with Uber.
No, well this is, you know, I just need to put a little terms and conditions there because people are like, "Oh, Uber, well done." No, it's not Uber.
So it is Namola is a free crime response app that allows users to share their GPS coordinates, name, and nature of the emergency with a 24/7 response call center.
They're doing amazing stuff. And the thing is here is they've brought technology into crime fighting.
It's incredible. And there's a huge need for it. I mean, we've had stories on the show where people have been stuck on the side of the road and they go onto Facebook and they're like, help me.
Yeah, it's a really important story and it's really amazing to hear. Mm. I've downloaded it just in case. Just in case. Like, you never know.
No, you never know.
So I've downloaded it. It's on my phone. I haven't tested it, but apparently people say it's really good. If you push test, they phone immediately and all of those good things.
We should do that during the course of this week.
I think that's a great idea, actually.
Download it now.
I think that's a great idea. Download Namola app. I've just tweeted it right now. So if you guys want to get the link to the app, download it for yourself. Download it for your girlfriend, wife, boyfriend, mother, mm-hmm. father, daughter. Get everybody just to have this little panic button on their phone. It's literally on your phone.
Yes.
And as you push it, emergency services, it's called Namola. Yusuf Abramji, who is head of what's he head of?
It's not a crime.
I know him because he's my friend.
Yeah.
I don't know him because of anything else.
Use of the crime fighting machine.
Well, that's it. And he's a spokesperson for this brand.
He is, yeah.
So I would say go out there and download it, all those good things. We're going to put that story up online. What do we have at number two?
A South African has just been named as the world's best female chef. So Chantal Dartnan has been named as the world's best female chef, owner and head chef of Mosaic. She says the title has not sunk in yet.
It's really incredible. Also, terms and conditions here. I did not come up with the headline. I did not give the award. And I'm sorry that people are angry that she got awarded as the world's best female chef. But there is an award for a best male chef. And there's an award for a best female chef. Yes. And she got the female chef one. Yep. And someone else got the male one. And we're very proud of her. Very proud of her.
Yes, we are.
Sorry, I got a bit of flack for that. They were like, why are you saying best woman?
Because
why is it not just the best chef?
Because that's just how it is.
Thank you, Kerry, for that.
Well, my child asks me questions and I'm like, because it's just the way it is.
It's just the way it is.
Yes.
It's just the way it is.
Gee whiz.
That's number two. Our last top story for today, Kerry, if we can go into it, what is it?
Yesterday was World Kindness Day. So this article is 5 things to do for someone else in celebration of World Kindness Day. There's just 5. But I think the whole week should be World Kindness Day. Every day should be.
So instead of a World Kindness Day, maybe we should call it World Kindness Week?
I think so.
World Kindness Month.
And I think people should go on, get some inspiration, and go out and be kind.
World Kindness Forever, mm-hmm. maybe. So those are the good news stories. We bring them to you every week, the top 5. I will be putting all of those stories up online. I have already on Twitter, so if you want to see them immediately, you can get them on Twitter. If you want to catch up with the show afterwards, on my page on cliffcentral.com, you'll find all those stories as well. Kerry search is really difficult every week to
it
find the top 5
because there's so 5. Many.
So many, and we just don't have time to do more. I'm going to get Pig Spotter in. That's next, man.
Yes.
We're going to unmask the Pig Spotter. He's going to be live on Good Things, Guy. I'm excited. And this is Taylor Swift. So if for the next couple of weeks you just hear Taylor Swift on my show all the time, don't hate.
Her it's song, because you're so gorgeous.
Her song has been on repeat for the last, since Friday. We got someone else in studio. Surprise!
Surprise, hello, hello.
Surprise. That's Pig Spotter, guys, the real Pig Spotter. With the real Pig Spotter, please stand up.
Okay.
He just stood up. He literally just stood up. So we'll take a step back. I am so flipping amped to have you in studio, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Do you know someone called Colette Dawson?
I do, very well. Yes.
Okay. So I started on Cliff Central 3 years ago.
There we go.
Sorry, we're just taking a quick Insta story, Twitter selfie, Facebook, Snapchat, smoke signal, thingamabob. I started on Cliff Central 3 years ago, and Colette said to me, "You have to get Pig Spotter in studio."
Really?
That's what she said.
Awesome.
"You have to get Pig Spotter in studio."
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Like, I just don't know him.
Can anything good come out of his mouth? That's probably the main question.
That is kind of what I was like. Is it going to be the good stuff? Is it good things? Mm. The police are chasing him down. He's in hiding. I'm not quite sure. And then I don't know what happened. I don't know how it happened. But Pig Spotter, and do I call you? Cliff. Call you Cliff, or do I call you Pig Spotter?
Cliff is good. There we go.
We're allowed to show your face now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're gonna get into that now.
Okay.
So Cliff and I actually became mates.
Yes.
Like just on the other complete spectrum.
Yeah.
And then I forgot about having him on the show.
Nice friend.
Then I was like, now he's just a friend. Now he's a mate.
Nice one.
Like, you know, he's a mate.
Can't your friends be on your show?
They can, but you forget. So Cliff went from being this elusive 500,000 followers on Twitter, Pig Spotter guy, to a human.
Yes.
Who's real and lacquer, and I can have a beer with.
Awesome.
And that's sort of the difference. But we'll take a step back. So Pig Spotter is the Twitter handle that that made you famous in South Africa.
Infamous. Yeah.
What happened? How did that all come about?
So pretty much, I actually only joined Twitter in 2010 for the World Cup. So that was the main reason for me even joining Twitter. So I would drive around, and Mr. Aki Anastasio, actually, he tweeted about a traffic jam on the highway by the R24, right? And I was heading on my way to the airport. So in seeing that tweet before I left home, I was able then to avoid the traffic congestion and actually get to the airport on time and catch my flight. And I actually thought to myself, it's amazing how instantaneous Twitter is, how you're able to pick up the information that's relevant to you, something that's, you know, could save you a lot of time, a lot of effort and things like that. And in my industry...
But how long ago was this? 2010?
Yeah, back in 2010. So during the World Cup.
Twitter wasn't even big then. Like, no, Twitter was just there.
I think Twitter actually only came to South Africa in 2009, if I'm not mistaken.
So it was new.
Yeah, it was a very new platform. I think it was only like 500,000 people who were on Twitter at that time.
So you're following, basically.
Pretty much. Now. So then I saw how instantaneous it is. And in my industry, I drive around a heck of a lot. So I knew where all the cops regularly set up roadblocks or set up speed traps and things like that. And I said to a friend of mine, it's like, wouldn't it be amazing if I could actually tell people where the cops are setting up roadblocks and speed traps, you know, and get people to slow down before these traps? And she's like, yeah, no, that sounds cool, but what would you call it? I was like, I'm thinking about like Pig Spotter. Pig Spotter sounds cool. And she turned around and was like, no, you can't do Pig Spotter. That's way too offensive. That's going to cause way too much trouble.
Which it did.
And that's what I did. But it wasn't necessarily just to cause trouble or to cause, like, I don't know, a bit of drama. It was for the humor purposes behind it. So I knew I could then start using things like crackling and pork chops and, you know, rashes.
Because it's funny.
Deep fried. Exactly. Okay. So it's the humor. There's the humor aspect behind it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I went for. Within a month, I found I had 5,000 followers.
But like, so you created this, you changed your Twitter or whatever, it became Pig Spotter, and then you were like...
No, actually, I opened a new Twitter account.
Brand new?
Brand new one.
Okay.
Yeah, because the other one had like 800-something followers, which was nothing
on
major.
Your personal one.
On my personal one, where all I did was vent and talk crap. And yeah, then I decided, no, I'm going to create a new one. And I created it with my full name and surname. Bad idea. If you want to be anonymous, here's a secret tip for you.
Be anonymous.
Be anonymous. Don't put your full name and surname, even if you decide to change it later on, because Google keeps it in cache for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
So within the first month, I had 5,000 followers, and 15 days later, Aki Anastasio actually put it in the Star, saying that he wasn't impressed with my account because degrading the cops and calling them pigs and things like that. And then
your account blew up.
And then it blew up. 20,000 followers in 2 days.
That's
insane.
So, I mean, that is the epitome of social media and how these things work. Is a journalist, I mean, I love Aki, him and I are great friends, but a journalist puts something out there like, I really don't like this account, and it does the opposite thing.
Absolute opposite.
It does the opposite thing. So you blew up. You became infamous.
Yeah.
You were... Where were you getting your information from?
Well, a lot
just
of...
Just driving
times,
around?
In the beginning, it was just me, myself, and I. When I was driving around, I knew where all the cops were setting up roadblocks and speed traps. And sometimes I'd actually take a route to go through to see if they were there to be able to put out that information. So everything I put out there is 100% accurate, honest. You know, that builds the integrity of the brand. And, I mean, although Aki Anastasio didn't like what I did in the beginning, I actually met up with him afterwards. He's like, dude, I have to meet you. So, okay, cool. We went, we met up. I gave him a shirt. He wore a shirt to a Vodacom conference.
A pig spotter shirt.
In front of everyone else. People taking photos and saying to me like, oh my God, he's wearing your shirt. It was hilarious. It was so much fun.
So that happened. It went viral and you started, your account just grew and grew and grew. And then the cops found out about it, and they weren't too happy, were they?
No, they weren't. I think literally 3 days after he put it in the Star magazine, Mr. Wayne Loudmouth Minnow came online and said, hey, listen, guys, even if he carries on tweeting, or even if he stops tweeting, we're still going to go after him. Defamation of
character. They were media propaganda. Yeah. They were like, and if you retweet his stuff, we will arrest you.
Yeah.
And
if you make you feel though? If you, are we
scared? If you follow him, we will arrest you as well. Like, we can arrest you for everything. And all the public in South Africa were like,
No, you can't.
Exactly.
And you're like, diddly. Yeah, absolutely. And I absolutely loved every single minute of it. I think it was so much fun, especially being anonymous. I was anonymous for 5 years, purely because I didn't want the whole attention behind it. But because Yeah, it was just so nice being like underground.
It's like being Superman.
Batman. Batman.
But, you know, you're Pig Spider-Man.
There we go.
But you're not anonymous anymore, and the cops aren't after you. They had nothing on you.
Yeah, sure. I mean, literally 2 years later, Wayne Miller was asked, it was actually just over Easter time, so listen, are you still after the Zog? What's happening? Are you guys going to arrest him? Are you going to charge him with something? And he turned around and said, no, he's not an enemy of the state anymore. A lot of people like him. He's doing some good things, so it's fine. We'll leave him alone.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to hear. Good things.
Oh, so that's a good thing. Okay.
Good things. This is why you're on the show, boy.
Okay.
The whole thing is you started out by, and you still do the same thing. You haven't changed.
Yeah.
But what I think the government and the people, the safety officers have realized is you're doing what the police aren't doing. Well, it's a bit harsh. But here's the reality. In South Africa, if you get caught in a speeding fine, they pull you over and you get a traffic fine and you have to pay that fine. And it angers you and you pay it and then you speed off.
Yeah.
Whereas you and your tweeting and your information is a deterrent.
Sure.
So you're slowing people down.
Absolutely.
You're making the road safer.
For sure. If people know about the speed trap, they'll actually slow down beforehand, travel through slowly through it, even if they speed up afterwards, you know, that's whatever. But in that space of time, they've actually slowed down.
They're behaving.
Absolutely. Whereas opposed to if they're hiding behind a wall, behind a rock, and or between a car that's apparently broken down, and you speed through, you don't know you're going to.
You don't know, and then
until it comes in the post a month later,
and that doesn't change your behavior.
Absolutely, and not only that. I mean, if you speed right through, like it actually happened, and this is a true story. So on Oxford Road, there were cops that were hiding behind the synagogue, which is where they normally used to hide, and they would speed trap. A car flew through there, probably doing it about 90 in the 60 zone, and had an accident further on down the road. He actually crashed the robot. He went to a red robot, smashed into someone on the side. But the cops caught him speeding. So if they had done what is the proper law enforcement or the better road safety enforcement of like one of those mobile cameras stopping you at the site and then giving you a fine, that crash would never have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been more conducive towards road safety
than hiding.
Exactly.
It's amazing because you started this Twitter account just to be informative and maybe have a little bit of fun seven years ago.
Yeah.
And you've become a household name brand. Everybody knows Pig Spotter. Mm-hmm. They know who you are. Yeah. They follow you in some way, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter or wherever you are. And you've done good things for seven years.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we've recovered some stolen vehicles. We've had guys who were hijacked, thrown into the back of a boot, and then he tweeted his girlfriend was Tanisha Reddy. This was in 2013, I think it was. And and then we managed to get cars active, go through, pull the car over, save the guy out of the boot, and that made Sky News, BBC, all that kind of stuff. But, so a lot of good things have come out of it. Paul Rotherham, his wife was shot during an attempted hijacking.
That was outside the Marlboro station, right? The car train station on Marlboro.
Absolutely. And, she drove to the nearest petrol station. I managed to get two ambulance services with Ambers there waiting for her as she arrived. And, she gave me a call 3 months later to say thank you. You know, and that made everything worthwhile.
Of course.
I got goosebumps.
Well, I'm guessing, Cliff, you never thought it would get this big, first of all.
No, initially when I first started off, I was like, I would like to get 5,000 followers underground.
5,000.
That was what I was going for, and I hit that in a month.
And he now has like over half a million thousand.
530,000, actually.
530,000.
Right, okay.
On Twitter.
530,000 followers on Twitter, and it grows every day, right?
It grows, absolutely. Normally about 200 to 300 a day.
How active is it? Still active?
Twitter?
No, I'm saying Pig Spotter.
I was going to say, Twitter's pretty active, Gary. We work on Twitter.
What rock are you on? It's not as active, I think, as it used to be. It used to be very active, but obviously with the new other apps that have come on board.
Like Waze.
Navigation. Why did you have to say that name? I was avoiding that name.
No, because that thing is real, right?
Waze is real.
Waze is what... Pig Spotter could have evolved to.
And I'll tell you what, that was actually in the pipelines. There was a negotiation with two other guys that we were going to create an app. It was going to cost about R1.5 million.
Which is mad. Yeah. Which is mad as well.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money to throw in an app that you don't know if it's going to succeed or not.
Like, no, I kind of knew it would.
Okay.
I knew it would succeed. But the problem was going into this partnership was literally a third per person, right? So I would have only had 33% of the business.
That's 33%.
Which I don't mind, but it wasn't from a monetary point of view. Because for me, they were happy to sell at 5 million rand. If I had to sell the app at 5 million rand, I would have lost the rights to be Pig Spotter. Okay. And them businessmen, they don't mind putting in a million and getting 5 million rand out.
Yeah.
So for me, it was never about the money. They asked me, okay, what was your selling point? I said, 50 billion.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't sell.
Exactly. That, it's your brand. Absolutely. It's your brand you've created.
That's exactly right. And I knew how much good it could go towards. And I think if I had sold it to someone else, they wouldn't have the same kind of passion I had or the same kind of goal. And it would have just gone for a ball of poo. Okay,
so what is passion goal? What is future? What are we planning?
Well, future goal is, I don't really want to say on air. I'll tell you why, because I'm one of those guys, I don't like to share anything unless I know for a fact it's going to happen.
He likes things to be underground,
apparently.
No, he does. I do.
Now, he's just come out the social media closet.
Yeah.
Not as a gay, but as a face. Cliff now has a face.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Well, this was in 2015 when I was being sued for $500,000 for defamation. Yeah, which nothing's come out of it. 2 years later, and still nothing's come out of it.
He's in the Cliff Central Studios, guys, in Rustenburg.
Rustenburg. Oh, yes. Speaking of which, you're talking about not being able to renew your e-toll license. That is absolute garbage.
This is what I thought. This is not true. Totally what I thought.
The only way that they can avoid you being able to renew your license is if you had an auto fine, which you did not pay, and there was an enforcement order against.
1 second, what's an auto fine?
Okay, auto fine are fines that are handed to you. So in other words, where the cops write it out and give it to you, one of those. Or a parking ticket fine is also an auto fine.
Okay.
Those are the only ones that prevent you from being able to. Those are the only ones that are enforceable.
There's a whole vibe with the traffic departments, and I mean, you can back me up here.
Yeah.
But they're not using the correct. You can't use the postal service because the post office in our country is not great.
Yeah, okay, correct.
So registered post you can do.
Yes, only registered mail. That's the only way that the auto fines are then enforceable is if you received it via registered mail and you went through to the post office and you signed
for it.
Yes.
Have you ever signed for a fine?
No.
Have you ever signed for your e-toll bill?
No.
A cop must have given you a fine at some point. Maybe you forgot about paying
it. No, she's a very good driver.
She's a woman.
At my window.
Your Twitter's just exploded with that. Here's the crazy thing, and it's spur of the moment and sort of just thinking. But you have a lot of knowledge because of the last 7 years.
Correct.
You have a hell of a lot of knowledge.
You should be the minister
I'll tell you where I get my knowledge from.
The minister of traffic.
Yes.
Howard Dubofsky is where I get my knowledge from. But I would love to be transport minister because I would change everything. Everything. Taxis would be nationalized. I would absolutely change the entire traffic taxi industry.
Do you lie in bed at night? Sort of like, do you have something above your bed where you write? Where you're like, I'm gonna.
I have a mirror above my bed.
Oh wow.
Totally joking.
Cliff for minister.
No, so this is the thing is that the only people that change the world are the ones that are crazy enough to think that they can.
Yeah.
And what you've done is something that 99% of the population don't do. And it's action.
Action. Absolutely. Yeah.
Action. Yeah. And honestly, there are 7 billion people in the world. There are at least, I would say, where's the number? There's at least 100 million people thinking the same idea as me right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And unless I action those ideas, it's never going to change.
But it costs you nothing.
Sure.
The pig spotter.
Nothing.
But in the future, I mean, the plans, and you don't want to tell us what you're up to.
No.
I know, because
you're his friend.
Cliff and I sometimes have a beer together, so I know.
Yeah.
But it's exciting, and I really am looking forward to.
You know, it's even more exciting. The fact I'm actually going to be on Speed Stars on Saturday.
Speed Stars? What is Speed Stars?
Okay, so Speed Stars is actually a show that's on Ignition TV at the moment, DSTV channel 189.
With Marius Roberts?
That's right, Mr. Marius. I love that man.
I was with Marius at the Nissan launch 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
What a good guy.
He's so awesome.
What a good guy.
Really genuine.
Are you guys filming in Joburg?
Yes, we are. Yeah. So we're actually filming in at SWAT Corps.
What date is that?
Saturday.
This Saturday?
This Saturday coming up.
Damn.
Yeah. And then the actual race is going to be the following... Sorry, I'm lying. This Sunday, we're going to be at SWAT Corps. The following Saturday, that's when the actual race is going to be. And that's on the 25th of November.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to be racing yourself?
Yes.
You're going to be racing a car?
Yeah. That's awesome.
A vehicle?
A vehicle around
SWAT Corps. On a racetrack?
Yes, a VW.
Have you raced in a car before?
Yes.
Are you a race driver?
No. I'm not a race driver. I've driven like my cars. I've driven two cars around like a Lamy racetrack and that kind of thing. So, and I love it. It's a massive.
Are you scared?
No.
There's no cops on the road. So you can't report on anything while you're on the track. You can't be like, pig spotted on the long straight.
Yes. Going through the chicanes. But I'm actually going to be up against Emma Sadlier.
As social media extraordinaire. She's our lawyer for social media.
That's exactly.
When stuff goes down on social media, yeah. Emma Sadler is the person you need to contact. Like, absolutely. She knows social media law like that no one in this country.
Absolutely. And in actual fact, I actually had a very good chat with her already as we prep up for this event. And it's going to be, yeah, me versus her. So let's see what the outcome of that is.
So cool. Yeah. Can people come and watch or is it closed circuit?
No. People will be able to come and watch. Well, specifically on this Sunday, the 25th of November, where it's actually going to be, there's an international race that's going on. So it's not just like a little Mickey Mouse thing. We have a 6-lap allotted time slot for us to race around the track.
Sure.
Man.
So that's going to be crazy.
That's so exciting. Love that. That's really exciting. Do you do a lot of car stuff? I mean, I don't know if you did before, but since becoming Pig Spotter, does Cliff do a lot of car stuff?
Well, I mean, I've had Volvo approach me, Kia approach me.
But do you go to launches and stuff?
Yes. Yeah, often. I went to the Land Rover Discovery one where they released the Velar. Oh, my God, that's gorgeous. Well, they lent me a car. So Kia gave me two of their vehicles to drive for a month, which was fantastic. Volvo also gave me a V40, stunning vehicles.
Maybe you need to become like the next Jeremy Clarkson.
That would be amazing. All this Marius Roberts.
Pig Spotter. Well, I mean, you and Marius can do stuff together, man.
That'd be amazing.
Marius, hello? If you're not listening, I'm going to phone you and we're going to chat. Pig Spotter needs to be like a car
slash presenter. That'd be amazing.
You know, the thing is you're so honest.
Yeah.
So like, and that's
too honest sometimes,
but that's how Jeremy Clarkson made it. He was honest, right?
Yeah.
People would give him cars and he'd be like, oh,
this
no,
is crap.
This is crap.
This is the worst. And I think that integrity and honesty can really go a far way.
And you know, the thing is also, I pick up a lot of faults. So I can like fault find things pretty easily. For example, the Kia that they gave me was a Sorento, 895,000 rand vehicle, absolute machine, but every time you accelerate at full speed, the little window washer at the back of the rear windscreen would leak a couple of drops of water. And that killed my OCD. I mean, like, I need my car to be nice and clean and whatever. And
that is
the
strangest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, and four drops dropping down on the windscreen, that killed my soul.
So you saw it?
Yeah, I saw it, and then I actually phoned them and said, listen, there's a problem with this car.
They need people like you.
Yeah, full of
car
crap.
People, if you're listening, you need a Pig Spotter
in
your life.
Guys, your car oozes at 100.
I would want to know that. If I was a car manufacturer, I'd want to know.
Then there's something wrong.
I went, yeah, so
like
I'm
a rubber seal or something.
I'm the opposite of you. They call me a lifestyle journalist.
Yeah.
Because I get invited on these like car launches.
Yeah.
And my questions are like, so what color does it come in? Does the Bluetooth connect to my phone?
Yeah.
Those are the things that I want to know. Whereas you're like, really, this is what's the speed? What's work. The torque? What's the all of those things?
Absolutely.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So Speed Stars this weekend and next weekend. Yeah. Pig Spotter on Facebook, Twitter. What's next social media? What's the next step?
To be deadly honest, I think I've had enough of social media, if I'm honest. I'll happily carry on the platforms that I have. I have an Instagram account that's like 4,000 odd followers. So that's like neither here nor there. I'd never pay attention to that. But I feel there's too many platforms out there as it is. There's only so many different platforms that people need to get hold of you on.
I would love to have a platform on my phone, because I know you can get it on your computer where you control like all your so it's very far away from the microphone, Claire.
Yeah,
I know, because
it's like your first time on radio.
My very first time.
Is this your first time on radio?
I'll make you nervous.
So I like social media. I know there's Hootsuite. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah, Hootsuite, yeah.
They need that, but a really cool one that's intuitive and works well.
Absolutely.
And just so I can go in studio with Pig Spotter, snap a picture, I want it to be on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Insta Story, Facebook Story, Snapchat,
so
WhatsApp Story.
Do you see how many platforms there are? There's too many. Snapchat. Now. As well, I don't think you said Snapchat. But
what I don't like, I'll tell you what I don't like, is when people join their accounts.
Yeah.
So like the Twitter goes
automatically to Facebook.
The Instagram goes automatically to Twitter. I hate it.
I don't like
it because you don't get a preview of the Instagram.
Sure, you have
so
to click through.
It goes like,
but that gives you more followers, especially if you're lacking in followers on that side.
Really?
So you get people clicking through, and then when I go check, I was like, oh, 20 new followers.
I feel like I'm at a social media masterclass.
There we go.
Just as a social media user.
About travel, traffic, cars.
Everything.
This is why I said Cliff / pig spotter. We're going to call you that because people need to know.
Yeah.
They're not just going to know Cliff.
He's the everything guy.
Oh, gosh.
Well, the other day, I don't know where we were. Where were we? We were at Mike Sharman's book launch.
Yes, yes, yes.
For the best dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a book about porn.
How to be the best dick.
It's not a book about porn. It's about business. Yeah. But we were at his launch and Cliff came in and he walked in. I was like, oh, Cliff, what's happening? And then you walked away. And one of my clients that I was there with, very, very high up in what she does, I was like, do you know who that is? And she went, no, who's that? And I went, that's Pig Spotter.
Don't tell anybody.
And she was like, the Pig Spotter. And I was like, the Pig Spotter.
Awesome.
That is him. That's flipping him, man.
That's the guy.
Anyway, you can follow Pig Spotter on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. None of them are connected, but all of them post.
You have revealed all the secret guys, actually. And the FNB guy.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, what's Jacobs. Wrong with you?
Not Jacobs. No, we did the FNB. What was his name? They had that advertising where Steve was in studio with us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we showed his face off as well. We're going to put photos up of Pig Spotter. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. I cannot believe we've just come to the end of our show. An hour is over.
It's been amazing.
We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this is together. I leave you with a little quote every week. This was on my Facebook this morning, so we'll just reshare it. Yeah, I couldn't share it via my Hootsuite. You see, it doesn't work. It doesn't pull through to radio.
Yeah.
In case you forget to remind yourself this morning, your butt is perfect. Your smile lights up the room. Your mind is insanely cool. You are way more than enough, and you are doing an amazing job at life. Wishing you only good things for this week. Next week, I'm going to be coming to you from London. So, just good things.
I can't deal.
If you want to catch up with the show, you can go onto cliffcentral.com. All of it lives there. I'm not going to play out with Taylor Swift because we've already done her today. We'll do her next week again. This is the new one by Eminem and Beyonce. Thanks and only good things, yo. Is this going to work?
Bye.
Is it even working?
Shh, do it softly.
I don't know what it's
doing. That's what she said.
We're done.
Central.com.